Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Evans, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, burgers and pieces of chicken. It's not come down to basically me yelling off things that I see in the room. And thank you, desks and microphones. And thank you, printers and camera bags. Maybe I should write these out.
Yeah,
We'll add that to the show prep that I don't do.
Can you hear me? Because I can't.
Yeah, I can hear you great.
And then I just need to turn it up. There we go. Now I can hear myself.
Yeah, your headphones turned off. We're doing the show sans headphones today. And by we, I mean me and Chris. Because Katrina stole mine. Because apparently she can't do the show without hearing...
It bothers me to not have headphones.
I heard someone's tower go off.
Yeah, my tiny tower piece.
Is it just killing you that you can't do it right now?
No.
Okay. Well, today's show is going to be filled with anger.
It's going to be what?
Filled with anger.
Yes, it is.
Grr.
Like, I was just mad at that music, which is why I faded it out so quickly.
Fuck you, music.
So, welcome to life. It's August something, and you're fucking listening to us.
24th.
No, it's the 26th.
It's 24th.
Yeah, that's when we're recording it, but it's the 26th.
Oh, my bad. My bad. For the 26th, my bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
Fuck you.
Angry. Katrina had a delightful experience at Applebee's before the show.
I had a fucking fantastic afternoon night. Freaking 2 hours at Applebee's.
And now I'm going to eat her leftovers.
Have at it. I hope you enjoy it, because I couldn't. Okay, so...
Oh, who's the professional who can eat now?
It's okay. It's his crap. He can get it whatever, however dirty he wants to.
That's true. I've used this microphone ever since my very first podcast.
Ever since your
Aww, first OG. It's my baby. Yes. Okay, anyway.
Anyways, no, so my dad was in town. My parents were in town because it was my dad's birthday. 53, woo, woo.
Woo, old man.
I know, right? Anyway, so we go out to Applebee's and mom had a gift certificate for some reason. I get there, it's like 7:50. We order, we get our food, and we don't get our food till like 8:40, like an hour later. And I'm just like, dude, I couldn't even eat when I got it. I was like, I'm not even hungry anymore. Like, this is retarded. And then it's a super tiny little like...
Here, pause. I have some new sound effects. I'm gonna try some of them out, okay?
She's gonna direct her.
What time did you get your food?
8:40. Great sound effect.
That didn't really work.
Good job.
Great. 8:40! Okay, that was okay. Okay,
let's do it again. What time did you get it?
8:40!
Oh, no.
That was the clip he laughed so hard to. I thought he was going to die.
Oh, no.
What time did you get your food? 8:40?
8:40. Anyway.
Yes.
So, and then, like, the manager comes out and he's all like, oh, we're sorry about the way we got backed up on orders, blah, blah, blah.
That's an old one, but it still works.
And so he's like, you know,
If
you guys want a dessert or something, we'll get it for you.
Oh, thanks, guy.
I know, right?
Thanks for the dessert. Oh, you know what also we have we can recreate now thanks to my new sound effects?
My life back? Oh, no. No, that's not even half of it. Okay, so we're in this tiny, freaking little restaurant. Cause it's like half the size of a normal restaurant. Because the other half is like
what time did you order your food, man? What time did you order your food?
Because, like 8 o'clock.
Oh. Oh, well, it's about 8:30 right now. You haven't heard anything from the you haven't
Nothing.
Got your food yet? You sure you haven't eaten it?
I want my food!
You sure you haven't eaten it? Just cleared off the table and... And it's you are just trying to fool us into getting two types of
food?
Do
I look like I've eaten at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Shut up.
You're not like some emaciated African lady. You have eaten before in your
anyway.
Life.
Anyway.
My name's Paul, and I'll be happy to serve you.
Fuck you, Paul. Give me my damn food.
Here you go.
Okay, no, so we're in this tiny freaking little restaurant.
Yes.
And beside us is a group of 8 cowboy, one of which, mind you, all of them talking just nonstop. And we're in this tiny thing and they're like yelling and it's just like, fucking shut up. And then they were talking about deers, they talked about cows, they talked about dogs.
basically what you talk about.
No, I don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd get along with them really well.
No, I hated the crap out of them. They wouldn't shut up. I'm sorry, water.
You just knocked your water over.
She does that quite often.
I caught it. It's okay. I was pissed.
And then, tell.
And then they got their food. They ordered before us, which is, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then,
but did they get their food in a timely fashion, or did they also have to wait?
They had to wait, but not as long.
And there was twice as many of them as there were of you.
Exactly.
Was Trevor there?
No.
No, Trevor wasn't there?
No, he wasn't.
Trevor wasn't in, no. with you?
Trevor was not there.
Trevor was in Emporia,
Trevor was
where,
not
where
there.
Trevor lives?
Trevor, no.
Trevor, no.
Trevor, no.
Trevor,
no.
Trevor, please.
Trevor lives out of town.
Oh, poor Trevor.
I know.
I bet Trevor wanted to be there so bad.
I know. Trevor's going to want to buy this iPod.
Trevor's going to want to buy this Trevor's iPod.
Anyway, no. So
and
they
who's
pay
Trevor. Just making
my brother.
No, Trevor's your brother.
My brother.
His name's
my
Trevor.
Brother. Oh. My brother.
Trevor's name's Trevor, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure about.
And
Trevor.
So they pay for their. They eat their food, and we thought like, okay, they got their food. They'll be quieter now. Fuck no, they got louder.
Well, of course they're hee-hawing and having a grand old time eating ribs and sizzling vaginas.
Chicken moo. Whatever.
Oh, by the way, can I just stop your story in the middle of the say
always
that
do.
I'm a genius?
Fuck you.
Because man. I had to buy this burger. And I go, you know what? Chris isn't going to like this burger. So then I offered it to her, and she didn't like it, so she just gave it back to me.
I did like it, but I was being nice.
Well, you
I
can have the rest
sure.
of it.
Okay.
Now she's going to eat it anyway. See?
Yeah,
yeah I am, because I was trying to be nice, but you don't want me to be nice, so.
So back to me.
Yes.
Yes, because Katrina.
Doesn't matter. No,
not
so
Trevor,
then,
though, right?
No.
Okay.
And so they eat their food, they get louder, whatever. And then the guy brings them their to-go boxes, brings them their checks, brings
before
them everything.
Before you guys have got your food.
No.
Oh.
Like,
well, then what the fuck is
no,
the
no,
problem?
No. Just wait. Just
they're
wait.
Fucking leaving. These assholes.
No, that's just it. Like, they pay for their food.
Oh,
we
and they
finally
just sit there
we
and
finally
talk.
Get ours. They get their to-go boxes. We're eating, and they fucking stay there and talk another half an hour.
That's
they
hilarious.
Didn't leave till we got our dessert. God damn you people!
Was
I just
want
to eat quiet. I want to be able to tell my stories of the day.
Was your dessert at least good?
It was okay.
What was it?
It was an apple turnover with ice cream.
It didn't matter what it was. I was going to end up playing that sound
My
effect.
Dad did get a steak, though.
For dessert?
No, for his main course, you dumbass.
Like a ribeye. Would you like any dessert? Yeah, I'd like a Casey Scrimp. Smothered
anyway.
In chocolate.
Anyway, and the apple turnover was good. It just wasn't as warm as I thought it'd be. It was more like lukewarm.
That's because it'd been sitting in the back for 15 minutes before Probably. They brought it out to you.
Probably. And then on top of that, then like you see the bill and they only took like $5 off, which is I guess probably the dessert. But you'd think that the dessert would be more than $5.
No.
But that's all they took off.
It's Applebee's. It's not, you know, the Ritz.
Well, yeah, but I'm still, I don't
Have
know.
Have you seen Talladega Nights?
Yes.
You know how they think that Applebee's is fine.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
I just imagine your family like thinking that Applebee's is like fine family dining.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Yeah.
No. We do not.
Like wears a t-shirt.
But we don't
actually tuxedo
go to fine
t-shirt,
dining.
So it's like saying that I'm here for serious, but I also want a party. Because I think that Jesus would like to
does
party.
Does Onega have fine dining?
Chris
Katrina?
Has no idea no. what we're quoting, does she?
I know what Talladega Nights is.
She yeah, knows but, what it is. But
yeah, she knows of it. I also know what Breakfast at Tiffany's is, but I have never seen it.
Fine dining would be Wanda's country cooking.
No, I'm bad.
Wanda's
country cooking just sounds so delicious.
It's actually really good.
Let's go to Wanda's and eat.
What do they serve at Wanda's, Katrina?
It depends on the day, but they have
probably all the things on her favorite foods list.
Usually, that's their main thing, but they
oh,
also
fucker, shit.
Ha! That's what you karma, bitch.
God.
Karma. No, and
if
so,
it was karma, I would get struck by lightning, not hit
well.
My
that's
elbow.
Why you're slowly falling apart in a painful
that's true.
Death.
I am dying every day,
but
lightning is too quick.
They have mostly fried foods, like you know, you get like. Fried foods. It's
yeah.
hardcore.
Did you hear that Burger King is taking most fried foods off their menu?
What?
Yeah. They're
it
going
wouldn't
like
be Burger
they're
King.
Going like hell. Well, they're still going to have burgers. Burgers aren't fried, they're grilled.
I know. Charboiled. They're charboiled.
Yeah. They're all just microwaved in grease basically, but they're frame broiled. And yeah, they're taking them off. They're not going to replace it with like lettuce wraps and stuff. So it's be healthy
Interesting.
Eating. So now
I don't see
Chris
that,
won't have
like,
an excuse.
Burger King is like the greasiest one out there like
That's why it's the most delicious. Just for
I know
the
that's exactly. I agree. It's probably that's why it's in my top three favorites.
Are you
going to
Google it now? So because you don't believe me, is that what's happening?
And no, I just got. I wanted.
You just opened your computer like it's an addiction.
It was in front of me. I'm...
You just had to open it up because it was there in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, is that it for anger?
I was mad today because I couldn't find a parking spot.
That was
I drove
funny.
Around for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I had to laugh at her at that one.
Yeah, 30 minutes, that's pretty... It's a long time, but...
I drove to every O parking lot.
Did you happen
Did
to
you
drive...
Did you live in T?
Yeah, okay. And the T parking lots and the parking garage. I ended up parking in a T. There's
what
like
about
one
that one
like
that you used to park
OT.
In? What's that one you used to park in?
R?
R? Yeah, I wasn't parking in R and walking.
So you could have parked
no,
somewhere.
No, my parking pass isn't R, except it's T.
All right, the security people don't even have enough gas
Yo,
to
they,
drive
they
out
do
that
check
far.
Out there. They do. My friend there. Doesn't have didn't have a pass last year, and she got ticketed three
they
times.
They really care if you downgrade? Like, if you have a premium spot and you go to the
They don't
the
care what the hell.
Spot,
like, if you don't, if you have a certain letter and you don't park within your certain letter, you get a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Yeah. So I couldn't park there. And I looked, I finally found one. Like, someone backed out.
Why did you play the phone ringing?
This is Manhattan Record Company. You heard that you tried to park in the wrong lot today. We were trying, so we towed your car. It's going to be $50. Come on,
$130.
No, it should be 50. If you come down here, you can pay. But we accept cash only. Cash only, and it's $130. Is that okay? It's $200. Come on down. Pick up your car.
No.
You parked in the
no.
tow zone.
No.
Manhattan Wrecker.
No.
$300.
Okay, so I have more anger.
Okay.
So, actually, it's just because I want to... Okay, so to top this freaking, you know, ridiculous story off, you know, we have a show to do tonight. Thanks. And so I keep getting all these texts from you guys going like, hey, you need to be over here. Like, it's 9 o'clock. It's time to do a show. It's
okay, for
show,
the record, I didn't
show.
Text you once.
For the record, I only wanted you over here because Seth was being annoying.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. But either way, I'm like, say, so I'm waiting for my food. I'm waiting for my food. I'm waiting for my food. And like, I want to do a show. Like, I was going to be here like 7 o'clock. Well, probably sooner than that. But
right.
Anyway.
Has Katrina ever arrived here before 7 o'clock ever?
Yes.
Yeah. A few times. But it's normally late. Like today she told me, text me when you get out of class and I'll
That's
come over.
My friend
I got out of class at 2:20.
No. This is what happens though. This is
so
what happens.
What you're saying
she
is
texts
that-
me. Every time she's like, okay, you can come over around this time. Every time she's like, oh hey, I have a headache. I'm gonna take
That's
a nap.
True.
So then
I
can't
take naps so I can
And
help.
So by the time she's ready, then I'm like, oh hey, this came up. Malia wants to go
Katrina
work out.
Said
so
she was also
out.
Taking a nap.
Though. I did end up taking That's because Malia wanted to work out at 5 o'clock. So I was gonna go work out and I was gonna be here by 6.
Well, you know,
Malia
like,
didn't get out of her meeting until 6, so then I didn't get
you
out
know,
of the shower.
I just hit my elbow on the desk.
No one cares.
Yeah, it's karma. I think you getting your food late was karma for you always arriving here late.
Well, that's actually just the karma of my life because my family's always late.
So there you go. You're upholding
anyway,
the
so,
family late tradition.
I'm trying not to. I mean, I'm on time. I've been to classes early. I like being to class early, though.
Wow!
I know, thanks.
Aren't these new sound effects awesome?
Totally.
You should tell a funny joke so I can play some of the new labs.
Funny joke.
That's not a funny joke.
Funny joke. Joke's on me, the fact that I get over here after my freaking god-awful night and I forget my freaking headphones. I know, right?
I enjoy this because like I know that it's so much louder to Katrina than it is in here. So I feel like I can just shoot her like 100 times and blow out her ears and it's awesome.
It's not actually that loud.
Oh, really?
No.
Because she controls how loud her headphones
are. But I have it on all the way up, though.
Well, I control how loud her headphones are. Oh. She can turn them down, but she can't turn them up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a new baby crying sound of my noise. Yeah.
Better than the old baby. It sounds like an actual baby.
The other one sounded like an actual baby, just going through amplitude modulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's looking at me right now.
So, Seth, how was your day?
It was awesome. I'm really tired today for some reason.
I am too!
I don't know why, but otherwise it was just a normal day. So, don't really have anything to be angry about.
I had a question for you.
Okay,
I have more time than to
answer. I have an answer for you.
How, like, if you know of, how strict are the time policies at work?
For you, they're probably fairly strict. What did they tell you in orientation?
They told me that I can't miss any days in the next 3 months. And that I can't miss more than 10 in the next year.
Really?
Yeah. But they also said that if I'm more than, like, something like if I'm more than 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a tardy and that's a half an absence. And then if I get more than so
All right,
many,
yeah, that might be true. Yeah.
And that just scares me because, you know, winter's coming up and, you know, snow and ice.
Oh, I didn't even
shit.
Think of that. Yeah, see, when snow happens here, I just call my boss and say I'm working from home, and then I don't even put on clothes.
Yeah, that's because you suck.
But I mean, like...
And then also my question was, can I work later? Like, I know my time's set, like, 7 to 11, but do you think I could work later than that?
Mm-mm.
Or more hours?
No, nope, because then you would be breaking your part-time rule, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm at 20 hours right now, so probably.
Yeah, so there you go. I think part-time starts at 35, or full-time starts at 35, so...
I mean, as long as I didn't do more than 35 well, a week.
Well, no, because you work 10 days a pay period. Well, no, I guess that would be okay.
Because 40 hours a week is full-time normally, so 35 hours per week, so I just can't go over 60, 70 in 2 weeks.
That's right, but they would still be paying you overtime. Because you're still only slotted for...
Oh, I guess.
Actually, I don't know how that works.
I'll have to ask someone.
Yeah,
I'll
ask just ask your supervisor. They'll fill you in.
I'm sure for, like, snow days, like... If it's
nope.
dangerous, they said, like, even if it's dangerous
they
for you
they even
in.
Said that if I'm out with a doctor's note for more than a week, it still counts as one absence.
Well, how many days do they say a year you can't be absent for the, like, first year?
Well, I 10
days in the first year?
That's a lot, but none in
that's
the first
like once
3 months.
A month. It's like once a month, less than that. Less than one
10 days in a year. I think I've done 8.
Yeah, I think it's just more the fear of it than anything.
I think it is, too.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I don't imagine your supervisor. It's not like you break it and then all of a sudden your time code starts
working. And they're all like, you know, anytime you're late, you know, like they keep going through, like, if you do this, it's cause for termination. If you do this, it's cause for termination. If you do this, it's yeah. cause.
I think it's probably fear tactics, mainly.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But
I mean, I don't
like,
know that for
holy
sure.
Holy crap. Like, come on.
I mean, I kind of just come
I know
and go
you were,
as I please.
You were different hours, different station, but
well, they told me the same thing in orientation. And after about 2 weeks of working, I realized that no one in my department follows those rules, so why would I?
I think it's more so just if it becomes a problem and things aren't getting done. And, like, for you, it's different than me because I'm doing more of the manual labor.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to be there to do your job. Get, like, Seth can do his from home.
Yeah, I don't even ever have to go in. I could do everything from here.
Trevor?
Yeah. Trevor can't do his job from home, can he?
He's, no.
At the Price Chopper. He has to actually go into the Price Chopper and touch meat.
Stay and play with his meat.
Yeah. Playing with meat, that's hard
Speaking
work.
Of which, he called me today.
Did he?
Yes. Oh. And we talked. It was great.
Did he ask about us, him being on the show again?
He talked about the shows.
Did he listen to the newest one where he said his name 100 times?
He did.
Trevor.
And he liked it.
Did he say anything about me talking about his brain being gone?
No. But he did mention that this was one of the first episodes he listened all the way through besides the one where I actually talked about him.
Oh, wow. He even made it through the sound effects, which you claimed were boring?
Yeah.
They were boring.
They were?
He's like, Katrina, you sounded angry when he went through sound effects. I could tell. And I was like, I wasn't so much angry.
That just wasn't him saying they were boring. It was just him saying that you sounded... That was a complaint about you, not a complaint about
me. It wasn't a complaint about me. He was just stating the fact that I could tell you were annoyed. It's like, well, I was. So.
Yeah, well, it's you true. Just get annoyed at great content, apparently.
Oh, it was so wonderful.
I'm just saying, I've been doing this a long time, and you two have been doing this for 7 episodes. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying Golden I don't really content. Care how many episodes I've done. To sit here and listen to someone else play something is not so much fun.
Now he's going to do it just to annoy us.
I figured as much. So, I got a Facebook comment today. Chris doesn't know this story, does she?
I don't know.
Okay, so I got a Facebook comment
it.
Today.
Just annoy.
And, like, you know, I sent out a mass thing about life to all my Facebook friends, and I put it on my Facebook, like, homepage, whatever. And I had a comment on it this morning from Matthew Russell. He was like, no emails? What the fuck? And I was like, I'm sorry. I tried. Seth didn't want to. And yeah, I just thought it was
I wanted to. I just forgot.
Oh, I know.
There's a difference. It's not like I purposely didn't read the emails.
So are we going to do emails today?
No.
Fine.
You didn't do show prep.
I wouldn't do emails on the paid show. Then the people that listen for free wouldn't get to hear their early emails.
Well, that's why they pay for them.
Well, that's true, but I'm not reading that Matt guy's email at all.
I want to read it.
I already read it aloud to you.
I don't remember it.
Well, then do you remember the emails from 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Why do you have such an attachment to emails if you don't even remember them happening in the first place?
Because they make me happy.
Oh, do they?
Because I'm self-centered now.
Yeah, you're totally absorbed in everything involved.
Lighter!
I know, I've been lighting things on fire all day.
I like fire.
Yeah. Well, not really all day.
So,
well, it happened
for the last, like, 20 minutes.
Chris tried to light me on fire, and then I stole it, and then she realized that I would light her on fire because she was being a big, big butthead. So then I chased her around the apartment with fire.
That was fun.
And then she got all scared and was sitting in my chair. She's like, please don't burn me.
Because it was going to light my hair on fire.
That shit smells.
One time I lit Whitney on fire. It was awesome.
Why did you light Whitney?
Well, she had this new hoodie, and it was coated in some shit.
Oh, right. I remember.
And so I turned around, like, just as a joke, and I just went, like really fast flame to her shirt. And, like, the stuff on her hoodie ignited and went...
Wow.
The greatest thing ever. She almost died. It was awesome. I wish she would have. What? Hey, Katrina, how's the weather outside
tonight? I feel like just you saying that how you're lighting stuff on fire just makes me be like, okay, pretend I'm Chris. I'll light your fire. God. Popped in my head. I couldn't help it. And I kind of got stuck on it.
Please use that come on to someone sometime, Katrina.
Oh, my bad. Did you not know what that saying is? Was that too country for you?
I don't know. It was just too Katrina for me.
Fair enough.
It's actually what it was.
Fair enough.
Yes. I tried to play the Jew music, but for some reason it was turned down. No more Jew music.
Aww.
Yes. So, yes. Katrina,
yes.
I would love to hear in detail about your drug test. But actually, first, let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Tease the audience a little bit. Dangle it in front of them. Just like, you dangled some things. Well, you don't really, because you don't have a penis.
I know, right?
It could be really floppy, I don't know. But I'm going to guess.
My boobs don't really dangle yet.
I wasn't talking about your boobs. But that's okay.
Well, you're talking about dangling. Since you said penis, I'm like, okay, boobs.
I wasn't talking about those dangling.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So
I would love to hear about your impressions of that horrible fucking orientation video that GTM has, where it looks like it was shot in Basra, and like it's like the most horrible thing ever.
Orientation video wasn't that bad.
Oh my god, it's the worst thing ever made. As a company that's supposed to be taking down Nike, how are we supposed to be taken seriously when it looks like we were taped by my cousin?
Well, the only thing that I thought was really funny and really corny was when it went through like the employees going, team, see? We make a team.
Well, like, I think, and like the...
Because like each one had a letter.
And like the CEO at the end of it, it sounded like he was in an open room. He was like, hi, welcome to GTM Sports.
Where the narrator.
He was part of the team. And the camera's just like shaking all over the place.
The biggest thing is that, and then you have like the president.
Cerebral palsy was holding the camera.
Your president and your other people, it's like, they didn't have their stuff memorized, so you can see them looking off to the side of the camera with the script.
Uh-huh. Like, there was one that was like really well planned. Like, the very last one where like they were doing something and the guy moved the car.
That and Mallory did good.
Picked him up. And no, she sucked. And like, and then I just want to make fun of everybody that was in those videos.
Okay, fine. Continue.
Yes. I would continue about what?
Making fun of them.
I'm not making fun of them. Like, I wanted to walk up to them at work and say, you suck. Because that video was horrible. And you make my company look like a piece of trash. That's what I want to tell
Your company?
Them.
It's your company
Yeah, it's
now?
My company. I put in more hours than anyone else there.
That's probably true.
It is true.
So I feel like then you should take the initiative to make them a new video. And
I didn't know
the
they
star.
Were making one. I would have volunteered to do so.
Well, you
No
should.
One's going to want to do it twice.
When did they do this video?
I don't know. It just magically appeared like 3 weeks ago. They said, check out the new GTM orientation video. It's like probably some douche with a construction cone in his booty hole. Like, came from upstairs in sales. He's like, you know, we can really use an orientation video. I got my shit with that JVC camera, and I'm going to put it up and damn never that we're going to do some shit. And someone was like, okay, just do that, and we'll put it up on the web for everyone to see. That's probably what happened. They didn't think, maybe we should talk to marketing. About, you know, our public image.
Nah.
So people coming here don't think that we are in a barn in the middle of Wyoming. And there's owls swooping and flowing around in our rafters. And our phones don't work. And we still connect to the internet and dial up.
I think Seth just found his anger.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
I know. It's okay. You should still offer to redo it. Tell them that just flat out go, that movie sucks, let me make it better.
But they're not going to, who do I email this? I don't know who made
it. Your president.
Like, that's the problem.
Your president.
Like, things that happened.
The president would know.
Outside of marketing that are marketing, like, who the fuck starts that initiative? Yeah. Like, it didn't happen in our department.
Ask Bev.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to her.
I didn't really like her.
She's nice.
She's nice, but when I first came in, she just seemed kind of mean.
That's because she talks to people like you, like, every day. Like, new people. And she answers the same questions.
That makes sense. That gets sucky. It's like, come on, blah, 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 blah. I hated filling out those fucking tax forms. I had no idea what was on them. I had no idea how to do them. I'm just like, what the fuck is this? I'm 19.
I need to fill out the tax forms, actually, again, because mine all still say I'm married. Might be important.
You might want to change those.
It's like, I'll get around to it eventually. I think I'd probably save oodles in my taxes if I was single, but I don't...
Probably,
whatever. Does it really matter?
Yes.
No.
You can go to jail. What? You can be fined.
Tax fraud.
If I haven't gone to jail for all the other things I've done, then I'm going to jail for this.
What other things have you done?
Besides, if I'm in jail, there's no bills.
What other things have you done?
Lots. I can't talk about them on the radio.
There'll be bills. You've got your lawyer bills, your
Here,
other
I'll
bills.
Here, I'll play a sound effect for that. It's
he
really
has
done.
Lawyer. You can get a lawyer appointed by the state.
That's true.
I would lawyer myself.
That's why you would lose and be in jail.
No, I would totally win.
I doubt
you cannot beat me in an argument. Ask Chris.
He would win.
I would.
That's only because you're just...
Because I'm what? Because I'm what, Katrina? Does it have anything to do with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's more so just because you're too, like, obnoxious with it. Like, you don't let it go, so, like...
That's good, and then they win. The judge would be like, fine, fuck you, you can leave.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up and get out of my room. Yeah.
Whatever works. You want a pushy Jew. You don't want no country chicken in there.
Whatever.
Yeah. You're just mad that I could lawyer up myself.
Okay, fine, lawyer me.
For what? What did you do?
I haven't decided. I haven't figured it out yet. Probably murder.
Yeah.
Katrina murdered someone.
I will.
Oh, hold on. I have something very special that I forgot to add to the cart machine.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Please stand by. That was unexpected.
Not really. It happens every time.
Sorry, this is taking so long. I forgot where I saved it.
I got really tired all of a sudden. I feel like I could just pass out right now.
Well, don't.
I'm not gonna. But I want to. So I finally get to sleep in the next 2 days. And then I start fresh at 9 on Monday. And then I get up at 5:30 the rest of the week. Next week. I was not even expecting that of all things.
This is the greatest thing ever.
It's not even that bad.
Oh, Katrina.
Oh, dear.
See, aren't you glad you made that horse noise now? Aren't you glad?
I guess.
Well, since this is a bonus show, maybe we should think of a topic. I may have just accidentally started a fire in my house.
Studio melts. You realize you're right by your cords, and that's kind of a big deal.
He's gonna light all the cords on fire, and it's gonna be bad.
I just trying to light Katrina's foot. I don't care about cords. What's that hurt?
I really can't wait till we do this live, because I already had one of my friends tell me, like, I really just wish I could watch you guys. It seems like
so
much fun.
I really just wish your friend would give me $100.
I know. I told him we can't do that until we get money coming in for people to buy these
episodes. Just tell the dude to buy a few episodes, and then that helps immensely.
And then don't do your camera. That would be
a
bad deal.
If 10 people would buy a bonus episode, like, we would almost be there.
Yeah. Then I'm like, for them to see me, like,
if 100
people.
Didn't
really do that math there.
Yeah, I figured that's. I'm like, we're just gonna let
$20, Katrina. $20. That should tell you how inexpensive it is. I don't know why I'm preaching to you, because if you heard this, you bought it. But I'm just telling you.
If you heard this, you bought it.
I'm just telling you how inexpensive it is. If 10 people bought it, we'd only make $20.
No, like, I look forward to doing it live just because of how the array of positions I'm in. Like right now. And the fact that the other day, you know, I'm sitting the other way and how...
Well, you'd have to watch it, because I know sometimes in the times you like to do the show topless.
I think right now some people could see upper shorts.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not that high of definition. Well, actually it is.
Okay,
they can
still see color.
Yeah.
What color?
Her underwear color.
Oh. They get something different. I hope that sounds good on the headphones.
I don't know.
We just heard the noise of Katrina adjusting her vagina.
I was adjusting my shirt and
yeah,
it came up.
Sure.
It wants to come off.
That's what you want to call your shirt wants to it's falling off my body.
Well, I mean, after all, with all the search engines going, you know, Katrina in jeans, Katrina topless, Katrina naked.
Pictures of Katrina.
My body's
in
all
jeans.
My body's all like, take it off. They
want to
see it.
You want me to read to you what those yes. what those are? I'm gonna see if I can pull it up here.
Yes, please.
My computer is fast enough to do so. I haven't restarted it in forever.
And you're gonna fix my computer as soon as we get done with this show.
Probably not.
I mean, I was like, I don't have to get up until like 10 tomorrow, which is the first in a week.
I have to get up at 8:30.
Wait, you don't have class, or is that just Tuesday?
I have 8:30 to 9:20 because, like, that's the class where we go and we get like all the information about our.
Oh, but then you're gonna go back to bed. Yeah. So screw you. It doesn't matter.
I can just come back. I'm just gonna put on sweats.
Seth is working 12 hours tomorrow.
Seth works 12 hours every day, so it doesn't really matter.
I know, but Seth, depending on how long it takes to get all your stuff done, Seth may or may not actually do your thingy.
You're not gonna computer do my thingy.
He may need to go to bed, is what he is trying to say.
I know. I just wanted to make him sound stupid and perverted.
I'm trying to type my password, and my co-hosts are not really filling time.
Like what? Like what? Steak and baked potato? Your password?
My password is not steak and baked potatoes. Although it should be.
I know, right?
That would be a good password.
Hot dogs. Okay. It's hot dogs.
Duo.com. Let's see here. Search queries.
Why is that?
Why that was funny. So funny. There are 109 queries on this list.
She just thinks the word queries is funny.
Hi, Katrina. I'm a query.
Dying. That was the best noise ever.
I have better ones.
Did you reposition?
Her headphones are like falling off, so her hair is now in a giant bouffant on her hair.
A bouffant?
Because people know what that is.
This is 1945.
Yep.
Okay.
Apparently you two know what that is, so I don't see why other people wouldn't.
I actually don't, but I can assume.
Katrina doesn't know. I know what it is, and that's because I'm Jewish.
Anyway,
the number one search queries.
Queries in Hebrew, homosexual.
Katrina's just like losing her mind over there with the word query. Like, I know it'll make her laugh. I'm just going to put the word query on it. Only I'm going to spell it Q-U-E-E-R-I-E. Query.
Okay. Let's move on. I'm tired of
laughing. Stop lighting things on fire.
That's really starting to smell, too.
That's because your legs are spread.
Oh, you dick. My legs don't. That was not intentional.
Katrina, I think, is actually like slap happy right now.
Oh, you should have known that when you said query and I started laughing.
That's all right.
I told you, I got like super tired all of a sudden. Like, it's just this wave of like, go to sleep.
That's okay, because this clip makes me just laugh my whole ass off. And you guys don't even know why. And it's not this clip, it's what I said after the clip that made me laugh so hard.
It's okay, so do the queries.
Okay.
Said my Mercedes after it.
I don't swing that way, but I'll let you do the queries.
Okay.
Number one search query is... I like talked it with my chin. I'm Dick Clark and welcome to Junior's Party. Oh! I knocked something off the table, but I believe it's so good because I don't know what it was.
It was a candle.
Nothing exploded when it happened, so everything's all right. The number. Are we ever going to get to the
end? Do it. Say it.
Speak.
Yeah.
The number one search homosexual is Dwight Howard shows off his car. I said Howard. More Jewish than I could find. Dwight Howard shows off his car with my blue cheeks happening all over the place. The number two is D-E-W-O-H. Da-U-O. Why people are even searching D-U-O. And then Dwight Howard car. Dwight Howard cars. Beautiful Monsters is number five.
Fuck them.
Monisa is number six, followed by Matthew Riddle. So the two most interesting people on our network are our top ones. Let's see. One,
why
two,
am I
three,
not there?
Four, five, six,
you're
seven.
There,
number eight is Funny Sketches. Number nine is Blue Moon Tattoo. And number 10 is Beautiful Werewolves.
Beautiful Werewolves.
Number 11 is Magic Touch.
Why is that? Why are we magic touch?
And then some of the weird ones are Ladies Blue Films, Dancing Jelly Beans, Beautiful Fairies Pictures, Hilarious Looking People.
That would be.
That was for the top result. We're the top risotto for that one up in here, yo.
Welcome to K-Tard.
God damn, I'm dumb. Dumbledore Dying. Katrina Carr. How to Gush. Brilliant Logos. Then that Hebrew thing. The Man Who Laughs Download. Hot People of Walmart. We know what that one brings up.
Me!
Famous Basketball Players 2011. The Man Show. Living Conditioner. Images of Katrina in Jeans.
Which one is that?
It's a search result. It's been searched. Yeah, it doesn't actually say. Oh, three people have searched that. So not a lot, but enough to be creepy.
Yeah.
Thank you, creepers. Laughing Puppies. Crazy Drunk People.
Heck yeah.
Sizzling Hot Free Download.
Sizzling.
Wrapping Things Up, which is a condom reference.
No, really?
No, it's actually not, but... And then I'm trying to go to page two, but it's taking its sweet-ass time. Harry Potter Pole Dance. That's something Chris searches. Yep. Then Hot Images of Katrina.
I'm surprised that me in jeans is more than hot me.
Well, you know, women look hot in jeans. So he just kind of killed two birds with one stone there.
I guess, if you think so.
Yes,
they think so.
So, there you go, Katrina. Good job being famous.
Woo! Thanks.
You're welcome. Now you're lighting things on fire.
Yeah. I mean, if I can't open the laptop, I might as well play with fire. Right?
Now, I will try.
If I can light it.
You got to press both at the same time.
I know.
I'm going to try for once in my life to let you guys in on an inside. But just keep in mind that if you don't think this thing is hilarious.
We're retarded and we're not going to share us anything again.
So
you're never going to share us again?
Share it with you again.
Share anything, like any of the other inside jokes.
Right, I realize.
Chris has to look away.
Look away.
Because if you want to actually experience this...
You have to be me.
You have to only hear it. Just like I experienced it.
Okay, we get the idea.
So I'm looking for it on YouTube.
I've turned around. I'm staring deep into Katrina's eyes.
Well, hello, Chris's eyes. I saw a girl with an owl necklace today, and I forgot to ask her where she got it. It was bright and gold.
That's cool. I used to have an owl necklace.
She had,
then it
broke. It was really cute. But she had a lot of Claire stuff, so maybe she got it at Claire's. Don't look at my hair right now. I'm gonna fix
it. I saw Goofy today on campus.
Goofy?
Jordan Enriquez Roberts.
Oh, speaking of which, I found out that, like, of all the guys that I, like, I think I like, it's, fuck, what's his name? It's not Roberts. It was, what is the other guy? Not Kelly, I hate him. I just had it. Magruder.
Magruder.
I like Magruder. He's cute. Yeah. He's nice looking. And he seems
Everybody
nice.
Loves Magruder. There's the lady I work with that's in two of his classes, and she's like basically fucking him every time he walks through the door.
I've also heard that Martavius Irving is nice, but he's, you know, a hardcore player, which they all are. I mean, who wouldn't be? Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yes, because that's the criteria.
I actually don't know how to even find this. I don't know the name of the movie, and when you search for it, it turns out that when you search like a string of words, a lot of things come up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shocking.
I'm pretty good at figuring out what movies are, but it would ruin the joke if you had
That's right.
Me.
I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Although...
Ooh, fire. Firepower!
Don't burn yourself, Katrina. I just see this ending badly, Katrina and a lighter.
It's cool. It's not even warm.
She's gonna burn down her whole town.
I am not. We haven't had any fires for a while, so that's been fun.
That's good. Tomorrow there's...
After the show, I'll try to find it.
Katrina's house is gonna burn down tomorrow.
I'll try to find it after the show.
Okay.
Because I think I know where I can look for it.
I burned my nail.
Really? Shocker.
It didn't hurt. Like, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, if there was feeling in it or not. You know, Seth, you're really kind of making this boring for me.
You know what? There's two of you and there's only one of me. You guys should be able to fill your own time.
Yeah, but Chris and I don't really talk. We usually, you know,
well, this would be
TV
a good time for you guys to catch
Starny
up.
Tower.
How are your classes today?
Jesus Christ.
This is what I talk about. Shut up.
I signed up for tutoring today.
Woo, for what?
I still can't understand my German class.
That might be.
But this time it's all like, okay, all your assignments are online. So they're all in German online. You have to understand what the assignment is, then find the assignment online, and then do the assignment. I'm like, that's far too much understanding. And I am
Why are you taking German? This is my question.
It fulfills a requirement.
What requirement?
Bachelor's of Arts.
Why German?
Because I made a promise to myself senior year that I would die being...
That's a Matthew quote. Matthew does that kind of stuff all the time.
God damn it.
I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't drop out of college.
German seems like the hardest language besides like Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, besides the obvious.
Plus it offends me.
I feel like Spanish would be easier
Spanish would have been easier. I took Spanish in high school. But I told myself that I would die being fluent in German because I'm really into my family history. And both, like, three-fourths of my heritage is German.
I see that.
You see that, really? I mean, I am not Aryan or anything. That was a joke, because I have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah. I don't know. I would never take German, even if I was German.
I kind of wanted to. I know my grandparents would love. Like, I need to find someone who's more fluent in it than me, because I really want to talk to someone and see how much they remember from when they were children.
Yeah.
Okay, back to reality where things are made up and the points don't matter.
Thank you, Drew Carey.
Yes, you're welcome. I couldn't find the clip.
Go figure.
But I will try to find it later.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I know where I can find it.
Your mom.
No, not my mom. She wouldn't know what it is.
Who?
Colby.
No.
Matthew. Rue.
Colby wouldn't even know this inside joke. This is a joke just for me.
It's not a good inside joke if it's just a joke with you.
Well, it's not. It's a joke with me and 3 million people who also listen to my favorite radio show.
Well, then you should just ask the viewers. Ask the audience.
Let me call them right now. Hey, do you know what I'm talking about? Who the fuck are you? How'd you get this number? I'm your best friend, Seth. I love you, man. Like that?
Yep. I really like that.
You like me? You like what? Me being creepy?
No, the way you said I love you, man, like creepy, like...
Is that how you want your boyfriends to talk to you when they're in bed, Katrina?
I definitely don't want them going, I love you, man.
I love you,
man. I love you, man. Let's bang. I accidentally played the horse and the gasp at the same time. Oh, shit.
Son.
You know what we did not do?
Emails.
That ruined the whole show.
Emails. Well, that's because we didn't even really do an intro today. Which I know we don't do intros, but I mean, like our music or anything. And the bass keep running. Thank you, children.
Okay, now we can actually start the show. So let's just delete everything.
Now that we're halfway into it, okay.
And recreate it.
Great idea.
Okay.
Fucking hate Applebee's. 8:40.
Why do you hate Applebee's, Katrina? Quick, let's recreate it.
Fucking didn't get my food for an hour.
Hi, my name is Paul. I'll be your server
for
tonight.
Fuck you, Paul. I hate you already.
Why?
I know what you're going to do. You're going to fuck up my order.
I could really use some positive energy tonight. My girlfriend just
fuck you, Paul. I want my food.
I want my food.
Don't come back till you have food.
She gave me AIDS before she broke up with me, and now I have AIDS, and no one will ever love me.
Well, you have AIDS. You're going to die anyway. Just go kill yourself now. Oh, too much, too much.
That was over the line, Katrina. I can't be a part of such hate.
I don't hate.
Queries.
Queries.
I don't hate. I appreciate.
You appreciate.
I don't hate. I masturbate.
Oh, thank God. Here we go.
No, please, not that one. I hate that. No. Okay. This one's good. I just think she's... No. I think she's thinking Woody the Woodchuck. Not Woody the Woodchuck. Woody the Woodpecker. Pecker.
Woody Woodpecker?
Pecker. I meant Pecker.
I think Katrina's contemplating lighting you on fire.
I know better than to say anything, because then it's going to continue. So I'm just going to wait it out.
There you go. It's all over.
Yay.
Just don't tell any more hilarious jokes and the people won't laugh at you.
Okay.
Okay.
I will try not to be funny.
I told a hilarious joke on my Twitter the other night that went unappreciated by Chris.
Okay, what was the joke?
A scarecrow just got a promotion at work. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
I like that one.
I'm going to that computer again.
I actually have a reason this time.
I just kill all the laughers. That's my favorite thing to do. Like, I can just go crazy with clips now. I'm just like... just kill them. Okay, Katrina is now on the computer, and who knows what she's doing? She is now Googling hot pictures of Seth in pants.
Shh. No, I can see that anytime I want.
That's disturbing.
I know, right?
what exactly are you Googling then over there?
Don't worry about it.
I'm a little worried, actually. Now that you told me not to worry about it, it's probably going to be something that deserves a Tom Hanks laugh.
You won.
Go! Congratulations! Yeah,
woo!
You won! All
Thank
right!
You for not making my day.
You know, I didn't get any applause on here.
It's because it sucked.
Probably should add some applause.
Probably.
That would make some sense, probably.
That would be a sound effect that probably. Lots of people have.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably should have thought of that.
Nah.
That would be like doing show prep.
You I know. Do I that, mean, so. Why do that? I'm only, you know, the main person on the show.
That's Very good great. Applause. That'll work out for now. Right on.
I didn't do anything yet. It's not working. Okay, we'll go with that one.
That was a cat hissing. Katrina, seriously, what are you doing over there?
I'm failing epically.
Yeah,
quit
Don't
scream.
You hate that?
Quit screaming.
She cannot stand not having a surprise. You know what we're gonna do from now? You know what we're gonna do sometime?
Just keep her out of the loop.
Exactly. On everything we do. We're going to do something awesome on this show. And me and you are going to plan something. And we're going to pump it up for like 2 weeks or 2 months.
No.
2 months. We're going to
talk gonna tell me.
About how great this event's going to be. And we're going to tell Chris nothing about it. And she's going to be surprised just like everyone else.
No, you're not.
She can't stand to not have a surprise.
There you do that is the day I sleep on the couch.
That's fine.
Okay, so.
Go right ahead.
I've been looking. I was trying to find like stupid funny jokes.
Yeah.
And they're all like they're all like wordy jokes, and I'm like, no, I just want like one-liners. But
yeah, good job finding them jokes.
Thank you. I did find a set of things to do in the bathroom stall.
Okay, let's go. Here we go.
Number one: stick your palm open under the stall wall and ask your neighbor, "May I borrow a highlighter?" I know. I didn't really get that. Say, "Uh-oh, I knew I shouldn't put my lips on that."
Katrina liked that one a little.
I did.
Go on, keep going.
Grunt and strain real loud for 30 seconds, then drop a cantaloupe into the toilet bowl from a high place. Then sigh relaxingly.
You don't know how hard it is for me to not say what I said every time I hear that clip.
I'm sorry.
Like, if I Mercedes.
That's exactly what I said. She heard it.
Okay. Say, darn, this water is cold.
My Mercedes!
I don't want to know this joke. It doesn't even sound...
This is what he was doing for like 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't wait to show you guys that clip after the show. And then I'll probably defriend both of you because you won't laugh. And silence.
Okay, so I found one. It might be inappropriate, okay. So I apologize.
It's the bonus show.
I know. It says family.
That was a cat hissing.
I looked up one-liner, so let's
okay,
hope
here we go,
better.
Here we go.
It says family. My cousin is gay. In school, while other kids were dissecting frogs, he was opening flies. General humor. I actually haven't read through these, so I don't know if I like
them. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
General humor. People say fish is a good for a diet, but
people
fish
people say reading in school is important.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit that, actually.
People say fish is good for a diet, but fish should never be cooked in butter. Fish should be cooked in its natural oils. Texaco, Mobile, Exxon. Because of the oil spill.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Childhood. Oh, when I was a kid in business school. Fuck that. Okay, sorry.
What is happening?
I'm too tired. I can't read. I can't read anyway, and now I'm just like worse. Well, this one's kind of funny.
Okay,
I'll do the childhood, and then the next one. Here we go. Childhood.
Prepare yourself for hilarity.
When I was a kid in show business, I was poor. I used to go to orgies to eat the grapes. Anyway, so the kind of funny one is says age. Last year, my birthday cake looked like a prairie fire. Do you not get that one?
I don't even understand that joke.
It's saying they're so old.
There's so many candles. It's like a prairie fire because it's just one big blaze.
Oh.
Oh, that's sad. Funny incident. For two hours, some guy followed me around with a pooper scooper. I thought that was funny. Well, that's because
I thought it was a big turd.
That's funny for me as an incident.
I'm so glad I got these sound effects today. I don't know how we'd make it through this segment without the help of our audience.
Thank you, audience.
I can tell you're real happy that they're there.
Yeah.
So, any more of these hilarious jokes?
Nope, I gave up because I'm tired.
No, come on. I want to hear some more of these hilarious jokes.
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
It's the best applause because one dude starts
it, yeah.
Oh, she's still Googling, though. Who knows what
Google,
for?
Google.
Chris is dying on the inside wanting to know what she's Googling.
I know, right?
And there's silence. She's just staring at the screen. She's
okay, I can't read it with you talking, so okay. I'm just going to read it aloud.
Here we go. Let's do that. I would rather you not proofread things on the air because then it's just fucking silent.
Okay, fine. Today, well, yeah, but then you're just going to have to deal with me stumbling like a drunk. Okay.
That's fine. That's
today,
better than silence.
Today, at my brother's wedding, I was the matron of honor. I was about to give a toast when my 4-year-old daughter hugged me, sticking her face into my dress in the process. Apparently, she'd seen me waxing my eyebrows that morning and decided to try it herself with honey. I don't get it. This is FML now. This is Fuck My Life.
Really, we're reading Fuck My Life on the air. That's what this show has become.
Well, that's because you didn't do your fucking show prep, and I came late and pissed, and you know what? You just never have anything to say anymore. You are boring, and I hate you, and you know what? This show is about me anyway, so
okay,
fuck you.
Then you fill the next 7 minutes. Go.
7 minutes? That's really? We've talked for... Okay, I don't have anything to say for 7 minutes. I was just trying to fill time until you talked about something. I can be silent as you guys just quit.
7 minutes of silence. That's your plan?
Yep.
But you're the center of the show. You just said that.
I know, but now you're all like, do it. Like, I can't do it on the spot.
But you were just like, do it on the spot. She's just jealous of my ability to do it.
I'm not jealous of shit.
Oh, you're so jealous.
I'm not. I'm really not. I could care less.
You're so jealous. So jealous.
Today my girlfriend broke up with me because I have a drinking problem. She says I don't drink enough. Fuck you, Stephanie, and your damn crickets.
Why don't you get off FML and
Why don't you talk about something?
It's hard to talk to the fucking computer.
You're not talking to the computer because I can hear you just fine. It's like you're right beside me.
Yeah, but you would be able to hear you just fine if you'd forgotten your headphones, and I wouldn't have loaned you mine.
Today my ex-wife crashed my engagement party. I'm done. That one was funny, though.
Why is that funny? It would be funny if, like, he was at an engagement party and he was still married. Like, your ex-wife showing up at your engagement party, like, that horrible for people?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't either. She's just, like, glaring at you.
Katrina. Queries. There you go.
Hello, my name's Paul, and I'm going to be your server for tonight.
Fuck you, Paul.
Can I get you anything to eat?
Go give me your manager.
Okay, hold on.
My name is Brad, and I'm the manager of Applebee's. How are you doing tonight?
I hate you.
But why? Did Paul do something to offend you?
Yes. He fucked up my order.
Ask for my manager. Ask for the store owner.
I want the fucking owner.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Oh, this is Matthew. How can I help you, sir, ma'am?
Fuck you. I want my money back.
Are you having a problem with the service that I provide at this restaurant? Did you find one of
my
chairs?
I wanted. I didn't get it when I wanted. And it's too damn expensive, so fuck you. I'm leaving.
Well, I will give you $5 off if you order a dessert that costs $5.
No.
Isn't it great how we just bone you? Do you know that the margin on this dessert, it probably costs us 3 cents to make it?
Yeah.
So where you just saved $5, we actually lost 5 cents. Yay. My name is Matthew, and I'm the manager. I'm going to go home to my beaver wife.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
You talked to him lately?
Not really. Last time I talked to him was when I called him and said, fuck you, and then hung up.
Well, no. Last time I knew, he'd called you, and you said, fuck him, and hung up.
No, I called him because I was thinking about how he wouldn't say he was hot.
No. Okay.
So then I called him and yelled, fuck you, and then hung up.
Gotcha.
I think I might have talked to him on IM the other day. There was this time when we were doing Seth and Brian, and one of our computers kind of crapped out, and he had just gotten rid of like this HP laptop, which would have been perfect for anything that we needed to use it for. I mean, it wasn't like top of the line. It was good enough. His grandma told him that he couldn't give me that laptop, and he listened to his grandma. Now, this was 5 years ago. But I remember this. He's never done anything to help Duo, and I've, like, done nothing but help him as a brother. And, like, so I'm now holding it over his head. Anytime he asks me for help, I'd be like, no, my grandma told me I couldn't help you with this. Our conversations are hilarious.
Well, your mom did say never to speak to him
again.
That's
true. She did.
Why?
Because he's scary. And his Seth's sister is, like, tormented by Shay hugging her.
Yes.
She'll never, ever forget it, and neither will I.
Oh, Katrina, let's go to private. Let's go private mode.
Okay.
You know what would be a great surprise? To bring Matthew here one day and not tell her, and she just walks in and he's like totally just sitting here.
That would be an awesome surprise.
Yes, it would.
We'll do that. I don't know how we're actually going to do it.
Was he like living with his grandma, or why did his grandma say
no? No, his grandma just called him out of the blue and said, don't give him that thing. Let's see if I mentioned it. Okay, here we go. This was 2 days ago, August 23rd, 2 days ago, 10:34 a.m.
That was today, yesterday.
What's up? And I said, just working. He said, sounds fun. And I said, yes, it is. I'm hungry, though. Blah, 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 blah. He said, I think my graphics card in my computer is going out. He said, you must treat your computers like crap. No, I've got a defective card. I've got an email concerning it. I've just never had problems with it before. Convenient. No, annoying. I have class till the end of the year. It will suck to not have it for a week or shit, so. Yeah, it'll be like that time I needed a computer and your grandma told me not to give me yours. You really like bringing up the past. I like to bring up the times you boned me. Let's see, now we'll go back another conversation. See, Matthew said hi to me the day before, ignored it. Said sup, ignored it. 5 days ago, ignored him. See here. I'm trying
Why
to
have
back.
You been ignoring him?
Because I don't want to talk to him. Also, I could be like in meetings or something. You never know. Okay, here we go. So what do you think of blue, silver, and cream for wedding colors? I said that is much better than red and blue.
Yeah.
But I need help with shades and making sure they look good together. You think you can help me with that? Nope. My grandma told me not to. Really, why are you still bitching about that? God damn, it was like 5 years ago. Because it was retarded and you never made up for it. So I've basically just been doing that to him. Anytime he asks me for help, I'm like, no, my grandma told me I couldn't do that. I hold a long grudge. Just remember that, Katrina, when you leave to get your master's degree. It'll be hard for you to come back here because I'll hate you.
I know it will. That and I have a feeling my brother might take my spot.
I doubt that. I don't work well with men. I'm just saying, I really don't. Query. Like, Colby is like an anemone.
Anemone.
I don't know if that's the right word.
Anomaly.
Anomaly.
Anomaly is the right word.
Anemone, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you guys just looked down at me from your ivory towers. I didn't hear you saying the right word.
No, it's just Chris that's on a tower.
That's true.
Or a tiny tower.
I'm not going to play the collapse.
No, but,
it'll just take too
fine.
Long at this point.
No, it's okay. No, my brother's going to come and visit soon. And he keeps talking about being on the show. And I was like, as soon as you sign your life away, we'll put you on the show.
Yeah, he has to sign a contract before he's on the air.
I told him.
Yeah.
And then he's hoping...
Not a profit share one, though. We're not sharing that.
And he's
just
hoping...
I want to own his soul, but not give him any money.
He's hoping he can find a job at GTM in January.
Am I going to be like GTM's new pimp?
Yeah.
Like, I just go out and find bottom bitches from all over the world to bring into GTM?
But he would want to come in with as a graphic in some sort of graphic design
spectrum.
Well,
there's like three openings right now. In fact, if he wanted...
He's still in school. He doesn't graduate till December.
Oh, well, that's too bad, because I can get him a job tomorrow.
I know, right?
Like, literally,
I know.
We need someone, like, right now.
I know.
Like, when September passes, we don't really need them that much anymore. Then he'll just have to be in the pool. Like, I could literally walk into my boss's office tomorrow and be like,
but at least,
hire this man. And he would say, okay, and call the man and hire him.
But at least when he signs his application, he has two referrals.
No, maybe. I'm not referring him.
Okay, fine.
I don't know him yet. Maybe That's he true. Sucks.
Maybe you suck.
Does he have a web portfolio?
I don't know. Probably not.
He's going to have to make one before I can recommend him. I can't recommend someone who lives in the Stone Ages. I have standards.
I'll get on that. I'll tell him he needs a web portfolio.
Yes. Any designer needs a portfolio.
Well, I'm sure he has a portfolio.
Well, he needs to put it online. I mean, he may not be a web designer, but...
He's not really a web designer.
Still.
No one can be as awesome as you.
There are ways to make a website. There's a spot on my computer. With your big it's really bothering me. Hold on.
Okay, would you shake your desk and
I'm just waiting for everything to like topple over.
Okay, it's all good. It's gone now.
Yay.
So Trevor wants to come up and visit. Does he want to visit because he wants to meet me, or he wants to come up and visit because he wants to be on the show? Which one is it?
Maybe he wants Neither. To see his sister.
He's coming.
That's not it.
He's coming to see me and he really wants to be on the show, but he won't admit it.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. We'll just see how that goes. I haven't decided yet. I don't know. I have to meet him first before he can be on an episode, probably.
I understand that.
Probably have to hang out with him for a day or so. It's hard for me to direct people into the conversations they're comfortable with unless I know, like,
what, something
who,
about them.
Who they are. Yeah.
I understand that.
Like, I don't know. It's kind of
just
kind of
like we couldn't start this until we knew each other, and now we have our great chemistry and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, I do a lot more talking at the beginning, and then you find your place, and then we equally talk. It's like if you listen to Seth and Colby's, like, the first three episodes, it's like... The Seth Show, and then Colby makes a yak noise in the last 30 minutes. And then as we get towards the end, it becomes more even, and now we do a Seth and Colby, and it's actually like a Seth and Colby show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
So now, fuck you. We're leaving now.
Aww.
No, we don't have to leave if you have something to talk about, but it is that time.
I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was.
That's awesome.
I know,
good
right?
job, Katrina.
Oh, I know what it was.
Okay,
I know what it was. I know what it was.
All right. See you guys later. No, I'm just joking. What is it?
I was just going to say how I noticed today how much quieter I'm talking having these headphones on compared to the ones that rape my eardrums.
Yeah, I told you. You need some of those regular headphones.
Yeah, I do. How much are they? $20?
Those are like $20.
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as I get $20, I'll buy some.
Okay.
As soon as someone buys an episode.
Are you having problems with money?
I just don't like spending money. So
Manhattan
I problems
Record
with myself.
Company. Can you give us $200 like right away?
I hate you. I would have been able to pay my tuition and
remember
I don't
those,
have to
remember
pay
those,
you.
That school you wanted to go to and those headphones you wanted to buy? Oh yeah,
no,
you can't
I'm
have
sorry.
It because you fucking have to buy it, but you're fucking far
okay,
back from
it. So there's this truck parked outside my complex and it says Tabor College on the front of it.
Okay. That's slash. Where Matthew went to school.
I know. And then today
Why
in my
you know that?
Because you talked about it because you proposed to Tabor.
Oh, okay, that makes
all
sense.
All your feelings and
like, I'm sure I've mentioned he went there before, but like, I'm like, why would she remember that really
because,
insignificant
because
detail?
Because of the proposal. Yeah,
the proposal makes sense.
It.
I just forgot that
anyway,
you
Anyway, and then today, also today, earlier today, I was sitting in my philosophy
when,
class.
When was it?
Yesterday.
Was Trevor? Was Trevor there?
Trevor. So, so I walked, this kid walked into class and... He's wearing a Tabor College shirt, which caught my eye. And I look up and I'm like, oh, holy shit, that's Matt! And I've never seen this kid, but I'm like, oh. I was scared for my life for a second. And I was like, okay, no, that's not him. It's not quite as bad. That just sounds dirty.
I know that's what I said when he played. There was one like of a girl breathing. Groaning. Oh yeah, the girl breathing.
She's just breathing.
Really inappropriate.
That's more blowing, actually.
I know.
I was trying to avoid the blow word, but I couldn't do it.
Blue.
You know, also what I realized today? You remember when we were talking about how we need to make our bonus shows as long as the regular shows?
No.
Remember we were talking about that like way before we even started?
Yeah, you did.
We were
I always thought they should be a little longer because they get a little more
okay,
for
well,
their
whatever.
Money.
You
whatever. Been, yes, I remember. Okay, right.
You've been getting what you want because people, that there's commercials.
Yeah.
Our actual shows are only like 52, 53 minutes long.
That's
so
true.
So people have been getting like 15 extra minutes
that's
of
true.
Crap.
Of crap TV.
So you know what?
Welcome to K-Toad.
You fuckers can suck it. There. That's the end of anger. I'm now angry at our audience. And we've come full circle.
Yay.
Okay. Any dirty laundry you want to air out before we, because we're going to be gone for basically a week. So anything you want to get off your chest right now before we go off the air?
I hate you.
Okay. Anything else, Chris? You got anything?
No.
Okay, always the entertainer over there.
Mumbler!
I would like to come out and say that I'm a queery.
Ah, yes, thank you! I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yes. And we'll be back next week.
As I feel like I'm writing like, yeah! I'm going to break your chair.
This is why we should broadcast live.
I hope she just falls backwards.
I'm rocking in the rolly chair that, you know, reclines backwards, yes. And I'm just...
She's going to, like, crash into the
I'm
closet.
Within my safety bounds.
The safety bounds. That's what you told Ski.
No!
Don't take me outside of my safety bound.
Why must you always bring this up?
I was thinking today.
There were
some noises, some sound effects. Call them noises. You know what you don't want from me? Noises. There were some sound effects out in the folders. You know where files are stored. Why am I having such a hard time telling this really easy story?
Because you're not supposed to.
And there's like four files. God, fuck me. If I say the word files again, just we're ending the show. I swear to God. They were named, all four of the thingies were named Ski because they were like noises of people skiing. And I wanted to get them and just play them. And like no one would understand it. So I couldn't do it because how would I explain? Thanks for coughing. Appreciate that.
Well, they understand it now.
You need to learn how to cough, like covering up your mouth and coughing. You need to like hold it like, right here, because then people can't hear you. Yes, that would be better. Like hold it as far away as you can. And, like, okay, it's the very end of the show, so people turn down your iPods. There's a huge difference between doing this and this. See the difference? You see it?
No.
Okay, well then you're dumb.
Can't turn.
I shot you. Okay.
Blah.
We gotta end at some point.
End.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk about?
I figured you'd just end it with a gunshot and then we'd be done. Like, someone should just rattle on. You should just end it and then just cut me off and then just it'd be the end of the show because I'm continuing to rattle. If you could just fucking do the right thing and just freaking shoot me already, you can't even do that because you're such a worthless piece of shit. God, you suck.
Sorry, guys.
This is life.